Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
What is the biggest recent news on the Orange County literary front? Well, maybe it's the Broadway musical based on Chapel Hill's Daniel Wallace's Big Fish novel, or from Hillsborough, Jill McCorkle's great new novel, Life After Life, or upcoming new books from Lee Smith and Alan Gerganis. Or maybe it's still the amazing success of the first novel of another Hillsborough resident. Anna Jean Mayhew's novel, The Dry Grass of August, came out about 2 years ago, and it's still selling well and still garnering critical praise. The Dry Grass of August takes us all the way back to the racially segregated Charlotte of 1954 and the poignant story of a young girl in a family under stress, being pulled apart by forces the girl does not understand. It's a story, in Lee Smith's words, that is written with unusual charm, wonderful dialogue, and a deeply felt sense of time and place. This story begins in the Myers Park neighborhood, where Mayhew actually grew up, and set in the context of the Supreme Court's Brown versus Board of Education decision that theoretically put an end to legal segregation in the public schools. And at this time, it stirred up a hornet's nest of racist reactions throughout the white community there in the 1950s Charlotte. But meanwhile, 13-year-old Juby Watts is deeply attached to Mary Luther, who is Juby's family's African-American servant. And young Juby bristles at the indignities that Mary Luther suffers, ill treatment from Juby's parents and guests. She's always having to ride in the back seat of the car, not being allowed to eat and sleep in the same facilities as the family on trips. And meanwhile, Juby's dad is actually active in a white business organization that uses its employment power to take jobs away from blacks who try to vote or otherwise challenge the white-dominated system. Again, Juby adores Mary Luther, and that affection is returned in his loving discipline and support that Juby craves and certainly needs. With very little positive attention from her troubled mother and father, Juby really does need all the help she can get, and there is Mary Luther to help. Well, along with Mayhew's look back at the racial and cultural society in transition, she also delivers a coming-of-age novel that touches her readers' hearts. And then, at the end of the book, she serves up a tragic moment that will give those same hearts a hurt that will be long remembered. To celebrate Anna Jean Mayhew's success, WCHL is re-airing my conversation with her over the weekend, and UNC-TV is broadcasting her Bookwatch interview at noon on Sunday and again at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And like her other fans still celebrating this great success, I'm anxiously awaiting her next book. This is D.G. Martin.